Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
It just seems everybody's making big, bold changes right now. New Year's resolutions, weight loss goals. You guys are doing the four-week challenge.
Yep.
And Josephine's boyfriend is no exception. He's got some big plans for 2023. Tell everybody what's going on, what's happening.
My boyfriend is embracing a new year, right? You know, 2023, new lifestyle. The problem is he's making this radical life change and he says, you know, he can't do it without me. And if I refuse, we need to break up.
Please tell me it's not vegetarian. I'm on your side.
That'd be the worst.
He's framing this as sort of like a solution to his mental health issues. And, you know, frankly, it's been a very stressful couple years. I don't know if you've heard, but he's decided that everything in the modern age needs to go. He canceled the internet in our home. He has listed his iPhone and wants to list my iPhone on Craigslist.
Oh, and so you're not allowed to have a telephone? What are you going to do? Use carrier pigeons?
Landline?
Well, close. He wants to buy me a flip phone. I can't even say it. I'm so pissed. Like, I'm just like, ah!
Okay, so no internet means no streaming. Cable's gone. Smart speakers.
Yes. If we want music, we fire up a CD or turn on KS95, which is not a problem. But if we want to watch a movie, it has to be a DVD. Social media is obviously gone.
So where do you get your news then?
If we want the news, we read the newspaper. We'll be the only 38-year-olds being bad for the environment and getting newspaper delivery. He says it's his mental health and it requires him to embrace a simpler life.
I could see why he needs you to do it with him, though, because you can't, like, make these big changes while your partner's on the couch scrolling Instagram.
Oh, it's like if you're on a diet, your partner really needs to be on it with you. You can't watch him eat ice cream.
He's like, the world is so toxic and he just can't handle it. And he pointed things out to me. And I can't say that he's wrong. He's right. I mean, I would probably be fine without all of these things, but I don't want to. I like hearing you guys. So, like, is this really the solution to cut everything out?
Well, it probably wouldn't hurt even if you did it for just a little while.
Like a detox.
You know, I mean, maybe after you do this for a month or 2 or 3 months, maybe you don't miss it. Maybe you do notice a change in yourself and in him.
How am I going to figure out where I'm going without my Google Maps?
That would be a problem for me.
Or well, just use a map.
There was a time before Google Maps where we figured out where we were going, and his name is Rand McNally.
Oh, I'm right? So mad at that.
I am terrible at maps, you guys.
But the big thing I would be worried about is no Amazon, no Prime. Ooh.
Oh, man.
He said sarcastically, if there were only things called stores.
Yeah, I mean, he's not wrong. Yes, you don't need Amazon. The delivery's nice, but there is Target, and so, okay.
I think our lives can be done without the use of modern technology, but I don't know. It's just so harsh, and he says we don't have to do it forever, like just for a while.
I mean, could you really be okay with yourself knowing you walked away from a relationship because you refused to give up Instagram? What a sad way to end your relationship. I think we could all benefit from this, really.
But all my friends are like, how am I supposed to text you? And so they were like, just dump them.
Well, you can still get texts on a flip phone. It's not like you can.
It just takes a long time to respond. Oh. But, you know, go back to the fact that this is for his mental health. Here's somebody who's saying, I don't feel good about myself. And all of this is feeding into it. I need a break. Will you help me?
Aww.
And you're saying no?
I'm just saying don't make me sell my phone on Craigslist.
I get it. This is tough, but I'm interested to see what other people think.
Okay, Jessica's in Coon Rapids. Would you do it to support your boyfriend for his mental health?
So I would be like, nope, I'm not doing that. I have mobility issues and everything that I have gets delivered. And I'm also a mental health nurse. And I'd be like, you can't only sit and rely on me only.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. That is kind of putting a lot of pressure. Just like maybe he wants to get back to that, though.
Yeah, maybe.
The two of them connecting more and not being on
their devices?
Could be. I don't know what he's after, and maybe he just needs a break. You ever consider just like a 90-day break to see if all of a sudden, you know what, I'm in a better place. I don't have to do this forever. I don't have to live like it's 1992 all over again.
Nobody wants to do that.
Yeah. Josiah's in Plymouth. Your thoughts on Love Him or List Him today?
Hey, yeah. I mean, I think there could be a compromise there. I think social media is probably one of the more toxic things about modern technology. So maybe they could consider getting rid of their social media, but keeping the rest of their things, and then maybe look into therapy, like either individual or couples.
Yeah, I mean, is Netflix really hurting your mental health? I mean,
yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
Well, maybe he is having, like, now my mind is going to different places. When you say Netflix, maybe he's somebody who starts binging something and can't stop, and he wastes the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that is on him. It's not on her.
Right. And for to give it all up, would you give this up, Josiah, if your person came to you and said, we need to band together, Josiah?
You know, I mean, my wife actually made me give up social media about 3 years ago. And we argued about it for like a month. And I was like, you know what? Fine, let's try it. So I did it. And you know what? Honestly, I never looked back. And she was right. So.
3 years ago. You haven't been on Facebook in 3 years.
Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, missed all that. And you know what? I think it's been a great thing. But I did argue with her for a while before doing it.
I bet.
That's really good. Good for you, man. That's impressive. If I didn't have to be on it for our show, mm-hmm. I don't think I would be on social media at all.
Well, yeah. Because you're only on Facebook.
That, like, literally, that's the only thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could give it up. Like, once radio's done for us, I think a lot of us are going to be like, okay, I'm good.
I love it.
Alicia's in Cambridge. Your thoughts on Love Him or List Him today?
Yeah, I think that this guy probably needs therapy, like the last guy said. But, you know, he needs to figure out how to deal with the complexities of his life. If he can't handle the world in the way it is, then he needs to get some tools that are going to help him figure that out. Detoxing makes sense. Taking a break from all of the things that we're constantly, like, receiving that are making us feel like crap. That's a good thing to take a break from, but he needs therapy.
Oh, clearly. Yeah. If he just cuts it out of his life and doesn't address the issues, he's just burying his head in the sand.
Exactly. And it doesn't fix anything.
Right. All right. I mean, a deadline on the detox, I think, is a great idea.
Yeah,
maybe that's the compromise. Say, yeah, you know what? I could stand to benefit from this. Let's go off for a month or 2 months or whatever.
And he did say it doesn't have to be forever.
It doesn't. And then you have to go to therapy. That's the trade-off. I'll do it with you, but you've got to do something.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, okay. It's perfect. I think it's a perfect solution.
All right. Well, let's just leave it there then, shall we?